94 YSP and AC/DC. And our Houston holding it down temporarily for Mark Jadia, who's lost on the highway somewhere. Let's do some purple for Mark. And dedicated to the Schuylkill Expressway. 94 YSP and Highway Star.
In the mighty middle of southern Philadelphia.
It's about time you got here.
Well, you know, so what? As Picasso would say, too bad I'm late. Right? Right. Seriously, there is a serious backup on the Schuylkill Expressway if you're out in that. Art Houston played Highway Star. I can't find Pat Travers' Crash and Burn Up, but I'd like to dedicate that song to the guys who whose car was up in flames as I passed by and cursed them out. It's the Mighty Metal Shop. Let's get to the rock and roll.
You watch the faces. Sophia. This is Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, and you better batten down the hatches. Tie up your daughters and lock up your sons, because here comes Mark the Deer with Metal Shop.
It's too hard to swallow.
Yeah.
playing the song already. Jesus. Get ready. It's going to end like right now. 94 YSP, the Mighty Metal Shop in Sleazadelphia, and there's Iron Maiden, title cut from their latest Power Slay, Twisted Sister, and Dion. And once again, I must apologize for being late.
No excuse.
There is an excuse. We're at the Triumph concert tonight, and I left there at 20 after 11, got on the Grand, at probably the most designed, well-designed and thought-out expressways
Definitely.
In the country.
Yes.
Okay, the Sure-Kill Expressway. And I left there at 11:20. Normally, a, what, 20-minute ride?
Tops. Of course, I left
it. Nice word, Ed.
Of course, I left at quarter of 12 and beat you here.
Well, we won't talk about that. So I left at 20 after 11. I was here an hour and a half later.
So what were you doing, Mark?
I was in traffic,
sure
Ed.
You were.
Ed, yeah, why you lie were, with this face?
Yeah, you were in traffic. It's because you were driving from the back seat.
I know what you... Ed, that was very smart.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Mark, are you all right?
The girl's got rhythm, that's all I got to say. 94 YSP, we're at the Triumph show tonight. We'll get some Triumph. Mike Levine from Triumph will be calling the Mighty Metal Shop. For those of you that were at the concert, it was total bullshit, basically what happened on stage.
Yeah.
In between acts, and Mike, we got a little score to settle. Mike will explain that one when he calls in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To heck with them. What's to hell with them.
Hold
to hell
second.
With the heck.
No, to hell with them. Who's this on the phone here?
Hey!
Yoda!
Hey, how are you doing?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
How come you're late, Mark?
I'm telling you, no one believes me. I was stuck in traffic.
You're stuck
no,
in the back seat.
I couldn't pull it out of traffic.
Oh, well, you better practice some more.
What's up, Yoda?
Not much. Just sitting around listening to Metal Shop banging my little ears off.
Did you miss me? Did you start crying when we were in here at midnight tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you go to the concert tonight?
Everybody went but me.
Yoda, you're pretty lame at these concerts, aren't you?
Plus, I probably wouldn't be able to see over anybody.
That's true. Well, if you missed tonight, we got a metal show for you, and it's next Friday night at the Keswick Theater. Is that next Friday?
Next.
17th?
No, it's not.
So two Fridays.
Two Fridays, Mark.
Two Fridays from yesterday. It's Autograph, Kim Mitchell, and King Cobra at the Keswick Theater. That's in Glenside, Pennsylvania. We'll have some tickets. Five pairs of tickets to give away this evening. Next week, we'll give away front row seats for that show.
You're very interesting.
Who told you to talk? Yoda.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, all right?
I heard you're emceeing that. Is that true?
That's true. We'll be there, the Mighty Metal Shop, and we'll be rocking, too. 263 Rock, Pennsylvania, and 590-9494 in New Jersey, the Mighty Metal Shop. In Sleazadelphia, meet at Green Mark, the Sultan of Toxic Waste. Killer Ken, who knows where the hell he is?
He's still in the back seat.
Who knows where that boy is? And this is Helix.
Hi, this is Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith, and you're listening to the King of Dirt on the Mighty Metal Shop.
Ed, I don't like these new headphones. Where's the other ones?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let me turn this on.
Hey, Randy, where'd you put Mark's headphones?
7,800 degrees Fahrenheit is the name of John Bon Jovi's new album. He's in Japan. Actually, he just left Japan. He called us the other day.
Thanks for the postcard, too, buddy.
6 o'clock. Yeah. John's complaining of lack of women over in Japan, so you guys... Actually, you ladies are going to have to take care of him when he gets back. I'm sure that will be
tough task.
6 o'clock in the morning, he's calling from Sapporo, Japan. He's like, hello, can we speak to Mark?
Fried ice, number 25.
This is not loudness, this is a Bon Jovi. Anyway, we'd like to thank John for mentioning the Dirty D on his new album. You should go buy it. 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit, John Bon Jovi. He'll be back in the States in June. And we'll be doing some YSP concert events. You can bet your life on that. Mountain, who played the Spectrum tonight, opening for Triumph.
Thrilling show that was. Absolutely breathtaking. I was in awe of the whole set.
Leslie West hasn't been to Burger King recently, has he?
not recently.
Mississippi Queen, Aerosmith and Helix. As you know, Mike Levine from Triumph will be checking in, talking to the real freaking rock and roll radio station in Philadelphia. And that'll be coming up soon. Also tonight, your chance to pick up tickets to see Autograph, King Cobra, and Kim Mitchell. And it'll be on Friday, May 17th, a couple Friday nights. Actually, 2 weeks from yesterday, it's a 94 YSP Mighty Metal Shop event. All ages are invited. Tonight, I'll be giving away 5 pairs of tickets. Next week, I've got front row center tickets for that. Stick around.
Hey, headbangers, this is John Gallagher from Raven. We'll be back with more Metal Shop after these messages.
I'm Pig of Passion, Lord of the Schuylkill Expressway. Still trying to get over that. What are we, seriously, about 15 minutes from the Spectrum?
Yeah,
only
tops.
Took me an hour and a half to get here.
I can't believe I still beat you. I think
Ed, you always beat me, and I love it.
Hey, I know.
The truth is out. We'll take your calls
on
tonight.
On our future Russ Wooder bit.
Yes. After we visit Mary's Bridal Salon. Of course, that's after the Autograph show.
Ken's out picking out his gown right now.
Where is Killer? Killer Ken is nowhere to be found. He either got real lucky tonight or someone ran him over on the expressway where he's trying to...
That's what happened.
Trying to save mammals from the Schuylkill River.
Trying to chase them sea monkeys down the Schuylkill.
Killer Ken, where are you? 94 YSP, let's rock, shall we? This is a new band called Trash. I mean, this band was made for the metal shop. I saw this album come in. I said, yeah, it'll fit. Trash, they're from Sweden. This is called Boogie Woogie Man. The Buddy Metal Shop in Philadelphia. Hang in there. We've got tickets for Autograph coming up, and Mike Levine from Triumph will be phoning us. You know I'm
WYSP, Philadelphia. You can do everything but eat it.
Full YSP Rock and Rob help. Of course, that's from their latest album. They are currently in the studio working on a new one, and it should be out sometime in late.
Take another drag at that, Mark.
Thank you. Late summer. Judas Priest and a new band called Trash. We heard the Boogie Woogie Man. They're from Sweden. and they like Swiss cheese.
Sound a little like AC/DC, don't you think?
I actually like things with holes in it. And the new Accept album, we heard, that's from Metal Heart, the new album. It's called Too High to Get It Right. Ed Green and Mark Dedea. We've got some names coming in besides the King of Toxic Waste and such. All the ones you've heard, we have some new ones tonight, like the Ogre of Uga. Or, Ed, how about the Prince of Pubic Hair?
That's you.
The Monarch of Mammals?
That fits.
It does fit. And if it does fit, indeed,
insert
wear
it.
And speaking of inserting things,
our sex therapists are on the phone.
This guy has basically saved my sexual activity life, sending me all those kinky
with
items.
With the phallic water pistol? That,
Hank is on the phone. Yo, Hank. Hank.
Yeah.
Are you yanking it?
Yeah, not yet, right?
Okay.
Now.
All right, just wait till the show's over, you know?
Yeah, I try.
Really, it really screws up the telephone.
Yeah, how do you like that mail?
How do I like the mail that you send me?
Yeah.
Believe me, it saves me on long, cold nights. I'm telling you.
I hear you. Go to bed with it, eh?
I do go to bed with it. I wake up with it, and I usually shower with some of the
materials. Yeah, especially that water pistol.
The water pistol I fill up with warm, steaming, hot, milky liquids and spray it on my body.
Those other battery-operated devices.
The battery-operated devices? I can't find enough holes to insert that thing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Unbelievable, Hank.
You see the
company,
holes in his wall.
Hank, unbelievable.
Yeah, I hear you.
I feel sorry for... never mind. So what is it, Hank? I understand you guys have sent me an inflatable doll in the mail.
Yeah.
Does she have any bionic parts?
Yeah, well, she's got them in the right places.
Does she?
That much for it.
So it's not in between her eyes, right?
No.
Okay.
We're going to need batteries, right?
You don't need batteries. We sent a supply to him.
You did?
Yeah.
Ever ready?
Dorsal.
We got some Energizers in there.
Energizers.
Energizer.
So is this like a life-size bionic operated?
She's pretty tall, yeah.
Does she have hair?
Yeah, she's got hair in a couple spots.
In a couple of spots?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us where?
Over and under.
Over and under?
Yeah, down in between.
Okay. As long as it's not underneath her lip.
That could be under her set of lips.
Hank, what can I play for you?
How about some Grim Reaper?
Hey, Hank.
You.
I'll play that very soon.
That's good.
All right, Hank.
All right.
Keep sending that pornographic material.
Yeah, we try.
All right, Hank.
All right, later.
See you later, dude. 94 YSP on the 17th of May. We'll be at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Autograph will be playing with King Cobra, which is Carmen Appice's new band. You know him, boy. He's played with a bunch of people. And Kim Mitchell also. Right now, we'll take callers number 55 through 60.
Thanks.
Y'all get a pair of tickets. Next week, we've got front row seats to give away for this concert. Call is 55, 56, 57, 58, and 59. How do you like that one, Ed?
Should I get on the phones now or what?
You better. This is Autograph.
will listen to 94 YSP.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
Yeah.
94 YSP, there's a song for Shaggy of the Berwyn Tavern. That's from Fastway. Fast Eddie Clark. And we heard Motley Crue for a whole bunch of places. So numerous, if I start mentioning them, I might have a...
heart seizure.
Thank you, Ed. Let me turn that on. An autograph. Or something like that. Mark Tadilla, the Sultan of Slime. I got some more names here. The Baron of Battery-Operated Devices.
Ooh, that's you.
Look at that. Also, the Monarch of All Metal Maidens. We'll see about that. Like, say some hi to some buddies at the Domino's Pizza in Havertown Avenue. That's in Havertown. They won't deliver us. We're more than 5 miles.
Extra cheese and sausage, please.
What's up, boys? And also the Seafood America in Andorra. They're licking the inside of lobster legs.
They're sucking on fish roe.
and they're shallocking scallop eggs right now. Or something like that. Here's Metallica on Metal Shop. Bang line head, everybody. Hey. Where's Killer Candy?
I don't know, Marco. This is Jimmy.
Killer Ken is lost on the Schuylkill Expressway. I don't think we're going to be doing mammals in the news tonight because Killer ain't here. But we're going overtime tonight. Screw everybody.
Yeah!
tolls for you. Heavy statement.
Good line.
I've been reading the Old Testament. That's from their latest Ride the Lightning.
Metallica on Metal Shop.
This is Mark Tadia. Do we have any new names?
Yes. We have a few, don't we?
No, we don't. Oh, actually, we have some song titles that Ed and I have thought of that we're going to bring to you very shortly.
I like the first one.
From our upcoming album. But right now, we'd like to imitate the Scorpions for you on 94YSP.
Hello, Philadelphia!
Hello, Philadelphia!
This is Los Miner!
This is Shanko Scorpions!
We're rocking you like a hurricane on Metal Shop with Mark Tadia, the King of Dirt!
Hi, parents, lock up your daughters. This is Gene Simmons of KISS, and your kids are banging their heads to the sound of Metal Shop.
makes you feel like they're all brand new. A blinding hatred caused by fear is showing in their eyes. They want their truth all black and white, but a rainbow never tells no lies. A stranger in a strange land, what's a man?
YSP, that's from their latest Thunder 7. And I like that tune because it's got a funky edge to it. Isn't that right, Mike Levine?
Funky? That's a great word.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da. I like that bass line in that tune. That's bad.
Hey, man, all the bass lines are wonderful.
That's because you do them.
That's right.
We're just about to sign off. Myself and Ed, we're cursing you guys. I say, Jesus Christ. And Mike Levine of Triumph is on the phone. Great show tonight at the Spectrum, Mike.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, I had the time of my life tonight. I'll tell you, Philadelphia audience was like more than I anticipated. They were too much for me to take.
Philly's been pretty good to you guys over the years.
Well, I'll tell you, it's there's a lot of great places to play, but tonight was like a highlight for me.
And you guys are on a long, long, long road trip. You've done somewhat like 80 shows already.
Yeah, that's right. We've been out since day after Christmas.
Because we ran here at YSP your live show from Los Angeles. That was a couple of months back.
Right, yeah, that was back, you're right, about 2 months ago.
Yep. And what, do you have like 10 more shows and then what?
We got, I'm counting them on my hands.
13, right?
13 to be exact.
It's a magic number.
Yeah, then I'm going to hit the hospital and detox, you know?
Okay, I understand that.
For the month of June, and then we're going to get back into writing in July and hit the studio in August.
The studio being Metalworks.
Yeah, in Toronto, our own place.
Okay. My friend and yours, Andy, said, throw that at him. That'll shake him up. Mention Metalworks.
Andy won't shake me up. Besides, who said he was my friend?
That's true. That's actually
true. I mean, Andy's an okay guy, but, you got to be a weird guy to like him.
Yeah. You're right. Metalworks is... tell me about the studio. Is it your own, or...?
Yeah, no, we built it and designed it specifically for rock and roll, and specifically for us.
And there's been other bands in there, too.
Well, yeah, but, that wasn't the idea. The idea was that, we had recorded in 4 or 5 different studios in the past, and we're talking, like, in 1981, 82. And we said, hey, these places are all great, but, they don't really offer what a rock and roll band really needs, which is, a certain kind of room, certain sounding kind of room, a certain ambience to it. And we didn't care when we built it whether we got, jingles or, folk singers or anything else in it.
We just wanted to rock and roll.
Rock and roll, yeah. That was the idea of building the room. And now it's gotten so busy that we have trouble getting in. So we got to book our time well in advance, and because it's got its own management and stuff, we really have nothing to do with it except we own it. But the people that work there, have to, maintain a certain productivity, and they feel really proud about having other groups in. And when we come in, it's like we're filling up time; they could have other acts working there.
And you guys are like, wait a minute, this is our home here.
That's right. Yeah, they say, hey guys, we still own the joint; we put up the money to build it, so we want to come in there and make our
own. So move over.
This is the place now. Don't worry about the other stuff. I mean, we're the guys that pay the bills. Now shut up and get out of the way, because we'd be coming through. So it's it's a great place to work, and we get the sounds we want out of the studio. So
sure do.
That's what makes it all happen.
We don't have to talk money, but the pyrotechnics you guys use is probably more than any other band that comes through town. What? How extensive is that?
Well, it's it depends on the fire marshal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Philadelphia tough?
No, they were great tonight. I mean, I don't think there was a problem there tonight at all. I could feel it on stage. When I can feel it, and I lose my wind from the impact of it.
When your eyelashes singe,
that's
the fire marshal.
I know there ain't no problems. And it's like, we don't do any damage with this stuff. It's a great effect to use. And, we used a couple or three times during the show.
No damage. I won't have hair on my two arms for the next 3 weeks, but,
No, it's like there's three different kinds of powder that goes into the charges. There's like concussion, which I love the best. I
mean, ooh.
That's the thing that, hits you in the chest.
That's violence, yes.
Right, and then there's the smoke, which I hate because I got to breathe it all the time. And but then there's the flash, so it's a matter of the mixture and what you're allowed to use in whatever city you are or state you're in or however it goes. But, everything went fine tonight. The show went smooth. Honest to God, I was sick as a dog last night. We played in Albany, New York, and I had just a horrible show because I felt like I was going to puke all night because I had some kind of bug. But, I was ready to rock tonight, and I had the time of my life.
And you did. Mike Levine of Triumph, thanks for playing the Spectrum. Thanks for calling the Mighty Metal Shop. We're signing off. Any sleazy words of wisdom for our Metal Shop fans tonight?
Hey, the Metal Shop fans, I'll tell you, you get down, you get dirty, and you get what you can, and that's what life's all about.
You got it. Mike Levine of Triumph. Goodbye for now. We'll see you next week.
Tonight, Metal Shop was brought to you by Listening Booth, Wall to Wall Sound and Video, and Biggies. Also by Autograph, the Keswick Theater, May 17th.